Here we go.
Hi, KTWB.
Hi, it's me.
Hi, Sean. What's going on?
Are you on Skype?
Yeah.
Why do you answer it like the phone?
Just messing with you.
Oh, okay.
What happened last night, Sean? We had some weather.
Yeah, a lot of heavy rain. A little hail, in fact, in Del Rapids. We had some reports of quarter to up to almost golf ball hail last night. Our assignment manager from Del Rapids said it was pretty loud last night, and he's actually going to have his roof checked because he thought it was pretty nasty.
Oh, wow.
Heavy rain in Laverne, I think. I know you texted me early this morning. You had about over 8/10, almost 9/10 of an inch of rain
in 2 minutes.
What? How was my description of the rain?
You, holy bleep. That's all I got was a text message.
I get
and
one
I
back.
Said, please be more specific.
That's open to interpretation.
We had the severe. By the way, my KSFY app worked perfectly last night.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. What can we expect today? What's going on? I saw your maps today that said elevated risk.
Yes. Okay, so here's the deal. Today is one of those days where it's crucial to stay weather aware and stay on top of the situation because things could happen very quickly today. And I'm talking from about noon through the afternoon and into this evening. So at this point, the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted an area basically from the South Dakota-Minnesota state line, northwest Iowa, southern Minnesota, where not only tornadoes are possible, but large damaging tornadoes are possible.
Okay.
Now, Sioux Falls is not out of the woods. We're in the severe risk area, and there is potential for a tornado in Sioux Falls, too. In fact, my latest two runs of our model, which, by the way, nailed the rain this morning. So my concern is that it was accurate yesterday, showing where the rain would be. And if it's just as accurate as we head into this afternoon, there could be a couple of big storms that come rumbling right through the Sioux Falls area.
Okay.
One early afternoon, another one mid to late afternoon. And again, we're talking the potential for very large hail, and a tornado is definitely not out of the question today. So, this is something to please take seriously. Make sure you have a means of getting information, warnings, and updates, and so on and so forth, because I don't want folks to be taken by surprise.
Now, at this point in the game, Sean, we don't have any watches or warnings that are...
No. In fact, everything's looking pretty good now. It's kind of cloudy out there, but it feels great. Yeah. Our temperatures are in the 50s. We're going to get, I think, to the low to mid-70s in Sioux Falls today, and that's another part of the equation here. Southeast of Sioux Falls, our northwest Iowa, Spencer, Orange City could get into the low to mid-80s again today.
Wow.
Sioux Falls, mid-70s. Brookings to Mitchell, only in the 60s. And as you get out toward Pierre, we probably won't even get into the upper 40s today. And if you check out the tweet I just sent, the DOT camera in Wasta is blowing brutal snow this morning, west of Murdo out there. So it's quite a mixed, crazy bag of weather happening. But, of course, it's that temperature difference that's partially responsible for everything that's going to be happening. When you get that cold and warm air together,
kaboom.
Yeah, stuff usually happens. And so today is one of those days that, don't take the severe threat lightly.
And we
it's very possible that we could get something pretty serious, even here in Sioux Falls, and especially Minnesota and Iowa.
And real quick, I just want to say, if you have the apps on your phone, whether it's the KSFY app or the National Weather, whatever those apps are, make sure you're in your home area, because I had my phone didn't go off, but my iPad did.
Okay.
And that's a good thing to know, too. And, a lot of the newer phones have it built in where it will automatically alert you if you have any sort of a warning. Mm-hmm. I'll be tweeting all day long. I'll be doing that, too. So at Sean Cable, you can follow me. I tweet all the warnings, and I'll be doing that throughout the day today as well. But just make sure, and at this point, I'm the type where I don't really care where you get it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think I do the best job.
Right.
But as long as you have a means of getting the information today, that's really what's important.
And you guys still have a TV channel, too, right?
We do, the old-fashioned TV.
Okay, right, good.
Just checking.
We'll still be on the TV as well.
Sean Cable from KSFY from the Sean and Nancy Show. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. It pleases me to join you. I am pleased.